testimony we begin to say, what does that say to me? What does that say to me right now? How is it going to affect me? So that's what we're going to try to do with this story about walking on the water. So Matthew 14, as Paul has said in that story, it's kind of a thrilling but quite frightening moment, isn't it? It leads to a thrilling and frightening moment as Jesus beckons Peter to walk onto the water. The storm's still raging around. I wonder if you can think of your most thrilling or courageous moment. You know, thinking about a moment when you really took a chance, took a risk. I was thinking when I was preparing, you've got a moment to think of yours. Do think of it, because I'm going to ask you. I was thinking when I was growing up, I was born in Aldershot, and in Aldershot we had a big outdoor swimming pool. Huge. And back in the day, swimming pools used to have really high diving boards. You know, the kind of diving boards that you don't have now because you could die on them. But in those days, you didn't mind if people died, probably. I remember as a child going up these steps and all my friends going, go on, and you get onto the diving board. And there are loads of diving boards below. And as you're walking on it, it's going like this, because it's a springy diving board where you're meant to kind of. And then walking through and thinking, I'm going to die. And then I fell off it, landed in the water, and hoped that nobody was watching, but of course lots of people were watching. It was a very frightening but courageous moment, because I did it.
Yeah.
Courageous moments. I remember asking Jill to go out with me for the first time. That was a courageous moment. Yeah, scary moment. You know, I wish she said no, which she probably wished she did. What about you? Courageous, frightening moment. With somebody next to you, you've got to think of something. I told you in a moment. Think of that moment when you stepped out and did something, and you thought, oh, that was scary. But I did it. One of the children ran in those. Now, this is the bit where you turn to somebody. When I say turn to somebody, you turn to them. And you do it, really. And you've got a couple of minutes. Should we go back? the rain that's raging as he comes on the water. We see that Jesus literally walks across the water. It's an extraordinary thing, isn't it? But we might see, you might think, that's an extraordinary thing. They were terrified, we're told. And then Jesus speaks to them in verse 27, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid," he said. And as soon as he says, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid," Peter says, "If it's you, tell me to come out. And I'll come out. Because you can tell me and I will come." And Jesus says, "Come." And Peter steps out from the boat onto the water and the waves. And he walks towards him. It's an extraordinary moment. What on earth was he thinking of? Walking on water. He had just thought. But he thought if Jesus said it, then he could do it. His eyes were fixed on Jesus. We know there's another bit that's coming. We'll get to that in a moment. But as he steps out, he does walk on the water. It's courageous faith. I wonder if you've heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come, don't be afraid. Come, don't be afraid." Have you heard that voice? Because he says it to us, doesn't he? We see it here in this story, but he says it to us. And I think back over my life, you know that moment where you just know that even though the situation is quite precarious, Jesus says, "Come, don't be afraid." I remember when I was much younger and I moved from one football club to another. I was 21 and everybody in the club I was in knew that I was a Christian, but everybody in the club I was going to didn't know I was a Christian. And I wanted them to know because it was important. And I was terrified of telling them because I knew it would make life more difficult, but I knew I wanted to do it. Because I wanted to own my faith in front of them. And I know God said to me, "Don't be afraid." And I remember doing that very thing and sharing my faith. And yeah, God thought it difficult, and in some ways it didn't. But trusting God. I remember when a surgeon told me about 4 years later that I'd never play football again. And I thought, what am I going to do? And I know God spoke to me and said, "Come." You know, whatever's ahead, he knows. And we can trust it. And so that sense of being willing to step out. Life can be difficult. Jesus holds out his hand and says to you and me, no matter what's happening to you now, don't be afraid. You can walk. Here's the thing. You can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. This is a really crucial thing when we see this story. You cannot walk on water unless you get out of the boat. So the big question for us is, will we trust Jesus enough to get out of the boat? The thing is, most people stay in the boat. It's the safest place to be, isn't it? Most Christians stay in the boat because it's the safest place to be. Jesus is on the water. He's not in the boat. So if we're in the boat, we're not with Jesus because he's on the water. And so will we, and that's part of this story, is Peter got off the boat, out of the boat, and he went to be where Jesus is. And I know it's a very stark, black and white thing, but it's a big challenge for us. Are we sitting and not moving in our faith and trusting God and stepping out, whatever that means for us, and getting into the water and walking by faith? Are we doing that or not? The boat certainly seems like a safer place to be, but probably, and perhaps most importantly, the best place to be is obviously where Jesus is. And for you and I, that must be a challenge. Can't walk on the water unless you get out of the boat. Here's the thing, important to notice that when Peter got onto the water, the wind and the rain didn't stop raging. You know, we think, if I take a step of faith, everything's going to be fine. The sun will shine because I've stepped out in faith. That doesn't happen, and it's really important to notice God doesn't make it easier. Jesus doesn't make it easier for Peter when he steps out. It's still windy, and it's still raging as he steps out. It does calm down a little bit further on in the story, but actually in this moment it doesn't, when he calls him to come. When you and I trust in Jesus, no matter the circumstances we're facing, often our situations won't change straight away. We have to trust, keep our eyes on Jesus, no matter the struggle we're in. And as we do, we're learning to walk on the water. And here it is. Jesus walks on top of the water. It's quite extraordinary. The wind and the waves could not pull him under, and they can't pull us under if we fix our eyes on him. People walk towards Jesus, but then in verse 30, we see that he began to panic, didn't he? He began to sink. You know, when you look down and think, as he did, the wind and the rain and the water. It's a moment of panic. And we have panics, don't we? And you think, what am I going to do? You know, I'm trusting in God. And yet, can I trust him? Can I really believe him? Is he really here? And it's easy for us in that moment to begin to sink, to lose heart. And Peter began to sink and lose heart. And I was thinking about this, and you can do, in the moment of isolation, you go, well, Peter kind of failed a bit, didn't he? Well, guess what? Everybody else is in the boat. He's the only one who's got out. And yes, he did sink, but he tried. And the thing is, we're all going to sink. Because we all have hit those moments where we step out in faith and then it doesn't quite work out as we thought, and we begin to lose our way, we lose our focus just a bit. And then Peter looks up and Jesus holds out his hand and grabs him as he is about to sink so that he doesn't go under the water. We'll take part this morning. But if we hold out our hand to Jesus, he will grant us. So by faith, we'll get out of that boat and trust him. Does that mean? It means owning your faith, living your faith, being unafraid in your faith, trusting God, holding tight to him. What does it mean for you? I don't know. It's all of those and a bit more. We're never too old to walk in faith. We need to learn to get out of the boat, however old we are. It's not a thing about walking on water as such. It's walking by faith and trusting God from the youngest age. What does it mean from the youngest person to the oldest person? Ask children. What does that mean? Talk to them about what walking in faith is all about, because we are to be those who walk by faith. You can't walk on the water. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have made a way for us to know you because you sent your Son Jesus, and we know that we're loved and forgiven because of him. So we trust in him. But as we trust in him, you say, come, follow me. And Lord, may we be people who follow by faith, who step towards you even when we don't quite know how we're going to manage it. We're going to trust you, for the adventure is in that step of faith. May we be unafraid, even if we know we're going to fail at times. May we be unafraid to to step out and be like Peter and see amazing things. As he walked on that water at the beginning, what an amazing moment. And Lord, may we feel those amazing moments as we begin to walk on water and know how extraordinary you are, even though there are moments when we are on the Lord. May you help us in Jesus' name.
Oh, son.
You are by faith and not by sight. We will stand
as children of the promise.
We'll walk by faith and not by sight.